Welcome to Uni-Jena International, the podcast of the International Office at Friedrich Schiller University Jena. My name is Laura Kaden. I work at the team for international students here at Jena University. And today I'm happy to welcome Solomia, our new university ambassador. Thank you for being here. Welcome. And would you start telling us a little bit about yourself, introducing yourself to our audience?
Hi, of course. It's nice to meet you. My name is Solomia, Solomia Strelbitska, and since recently I have become a uni ambassador here. I'm studying psychology in my second semester here in Jena in bachelor.
Where are you coming from? And I know where you're living now, but how did it come that you choose Germany to study here?
Well, that is an interesting story, really. I come originally from Ukraine, Lviv, where I was born and sent to a school with amplification of German language studies. So basically, I started learning German since my first grade, and I enjoyed it so badly, I decided I want to study in Germany. It was sort of my childhood dream.
Wow.
And until this day, it still is.
And you're living it.
I know, yes. Then I moved to Czech Republic 6 years ago with my family, and I spent 6 years there. And then I had to choose a German city to study in because my dream did not fade throughout the years. I have surveyed many German cities. I have visited several German cities to take a look, to get acquainted, and still haven't chosen any of those. So I spoke to my friend who studies here in Jena, and he told me Jena is great. So I just randomly on one day woke up and Googled Jena. I don't know what happened, but it just clicked. I saw the city, I saw the culture, the beauty, the nature, and I suddenly knew this is it.
Oh, wow. Love at the first sight.
Oh, yes, it was indeed.
And did you have any expectation before moving to Germany? Like, were there maybe surprises, good or even bad surprises, compared to your expectations?
Oh, yes. I mean, I had plenty, especially expectations. Germany was always painted to me in my school as the best country ever. And of course, I had huge, enormous expectations when I came here. None of them were disappointed. I am still enjoying the life here every single second of it. Though I've also heard when I grew up a little, when I got a little more grounded and wiser, if I may assume that, I got to hear many stereotypes about Germany and Germans, some of them being people are distant and cold and everything is perfectly organized and don't you dare not be on time, something about the academic system being very tough and highly structured. And I thought my German skills were more than sufficient and absolutely maximalized, rock solid, because I had a C2 exam and I was certain this was plenty enough, so I stopped preparing. At the end of the day, it was very different from the textbook I had in my head. I had to learn to live between the pages of this textbook in order to really enjoy it here.
Okay, so much about the stereotypes, but how did you experience the reality here in Germany?
Okay, well, that was actually really surprising. I was preparing for the worst and the best. At the end of the day, it was just the perfect balance. Some of it came true. For example, things came true that I did not even know they existed. For example, a thing called Busstreik in Germany, which is regional buses striking for months straight. A logistical nightmare, so to speak. This actually speaks against the stereotypes of organized everything, though it was a very big cultural shock for me personally. I did not know something like that existed. On the other hand, there were no supposedly cold Germans I was promised. At one point, I started explicitly looking for some unfriendly Germans, and I still haven't found any.
Wow!
So I don't know if I shall feel disappointed, though I have to say the apartment hunting for me started quite late. I decided I want to go to Jena in August, which was slightly too late. Most people decided to get an apartment here in June. So basically everyone else was here before I was, and I had trouble finding a place. I did, though it was slightly outside of the city, and the buses problem, which I've already mentioned, it's usually for the outsides of the city, not the center.
Yeah.
And the fact that I did not have a supermarket in walking distance within my range, so I had to walk about 1.5 miles to get to the supermarket. And since I've been a scout for my entire life, I just grabbed a backpack. And the first month was really interesting due to such changes. Let's say I came with a map, but ended up following my inner compass.
That sounds good, or at least like a big experience for you and yourself.
And did you maybe discover some coping skills or strategies to deal with all that challenges in the beginning?
Well, to be fair, I really did. It was great that I have listened to my very wise mother, and I came here a month before my studies began. So I spent the September here adjusting, accommodating, learning. I came here without knowing a single thing about cooking. So the first month I lived off yogurt and muesli. But I have to say that with time it all got into place. Mm-hmm. If I could give a tip about it, it's getting hobbies that you are already used to, getting a routine that you are already used to and transferring it into the new measures. Ah. For example, I came from Lviv, from Ukraine to Czech Republic, and I brought a hobby along, rollerblading. I'm not big of a cyclist, but rollerblading always gave me the feeling of flying. I loved it since I was a child, so I decided to bring it along to Germany. And it really helped me ground myself and find my place here, feel at home, because I got the chance to experience something I love doing here. And maybe painting, writing as well. It was all very helpful for me to settle and to find a flexible creative routine before my overwhelming psychology studies began.
Oh, that's, I guess, a good to create that routine beforehand, if possible. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
And then I imagine the first time you come here without parents, you said you had one friend living here already. That's a bonus, I guess. But maybe did you feel lonely the first time? Or how did you start meeting people and find friends and new contacts? What helped you to feel you belong and are welcome here?
Mm-hmm. Well, as a future psychologist, I have to point out there's a big difference between alone and lonely. Mm-hmm. And if I may say, I felt both at the beginning of the month. It was quite hard for me to adjust to the shift between my social life, which I had in Czech Republic, and the one I didn't yet have here.
Yes,
I'm laughing speaking about it now, because it was figured out within days for me, thanks to the international office. When the welcoming days in the welcoming cafe started, I just started going there. And each time I met so many fascinating people, so many interesting individuals from all across the world who had their stories to tell. And we had some various debates about everything in this world. They have rattled my worldview in several ways, though I am super content I met those people. Thanks to my Welcome Buddy program and my Welcome Buddy Eliska, who became my absolute greatest support here. We instantly clicked, and since that day she has been helping me with anything until today. And I have to say, those little moments made me feel like I truly arrived. Mm-hmm. There were people around me who also were scared and maybe differently adjusting to the circumstances. And we could share, we could bond about it. So if I may give a tip to the international students, please join those meetings. Please join those projects. There are many organizations in Nina who are offering such possibilities before the studies begin and during the studies. Yesterday evening, we spent at the International Cafe with my group of friends because we cannot stop going there. It is so fun. It is so fascinating of an experience. You just cannot stop.
Yeah, and I know many international students are still going to the welcome days each semester because they enjoy it so much to meet new people from everywhere. It's great. That's what the International Center is there for you international students to connect.
Yeah, it is really fun. Yesterday, I got asked by some first semesters, how are you doing here? How did you get a social life? And the only thing I had to say to that was right here where you are standing half a year ago. So if you can, please join all the possible things. There are many organizations like ESN Jena, which is the Erasmus Student Network. Yes. And they also do a lot of stuff like hikes, city tours. We had, I think, a quest from another Jena organization around the city. We had to look for clues, and it was such a fun time. I beg you, please join at least one. Try it out for yourself.
Yeah, it's totally worth it to just be a little courageous. Go there. All people there are new. Don't worry. You don't have to feel bad. And it's so much in the beginning, but a solid social network is very helpful.
Yes, it is a start.
Yes. So you told us that you came a little beforehand, before classes started. What did you do then to build like an everyday life, to create routines? What helped you settle into routines?
Well, I have to say the beginning was rough and interesting. Mm-hmm. I had unpacked my stuff within 3 days because I really, really wanted to settle.
Yeah.
Though as a future psychologist, I again have to point out that adjusting to these new circumstances is a process.
Of course.
It is fluid and it continues until this day, to be frank. Though I had a lot of time alone to be productive, to be interested in something, to find new hobbies, but also to keep the ones I already had, as mentioned. I developed some rituals like cooking, walking, painting, stuff I like to do and stuff I had to learn to do because there was a lot. And at the end, I realized that I had to take good care of my academic and social life just as much as I needed to take care of myself during that.
Yeah.
So I shall point out this structure didn't magically appear in my life. One day, I just had to keep building it every single day. And if I may give you a tip, please be patient with yourself. Please give yourself the time and the space to figure it all out. We all still are. And you find people who are as well, and then you start bonding about it. And it is really fascinating to see their perspective on things and maybe sometimes change your own due to seeing theirs.
Oh, that's a great advice, I guess. Can you recommend anything to someone who's thinking about moving to Germany to study? Or maybe I like to ask, is there something that you wish you'd known earlier? Maybe some disappointments where you now think, oh, I shouldn't have done that. It would be so much easier.
Oh, I've brought a list. And actually, yes, beginning with the looking for housing early, as early on as you can. Most people started around June, mid-July. That was ideal. I started August, mid-August, and I found my apartment a week before September. So a week before I actually moved here. That was tough. That was rough. Seriously, please don't wait. If you can, also try to arrive a month before classes start. For me, it was a month. For you, it may be 2 weeks. It depends on your adjusting skills and experiences.
The more time, the better.
Yes,
because
I would say that.
The welcome days, all the introduction program and the subject areas, it's better to be here to find context beforehand. Yes. Everything is better if you have a little more time. But of course, if your visa is taking longer, there's nothing you can do.
Yes, but I have to say it is really crucial to get to know the city. It spared me a ton of trouble that I got to walk around, look for the buildings and where the classes are going to be, find a few mensas, find the library. And then when we started studying, per se, me and my friends already had like a good picture of Jena in our minds. Oh. We figured out the public transport, which took me longer, fair enough. And also all the cooking, all the cleaning, learning, etc., which you didn't do before, now are much easier to figure out before you've started actually diving into your studies.
Oh, yeah.
Because sadly or happily, from the first week of psychology, you are getting housework, homework, a lot of stuff. So you really have to put into your studies, so to speak. Right. Well, if I may add to that, I would also point out that you should not expect everything immediately, as I already said. But that is okay. None of us actually get it right on the first try.
Mm-hmm.
You can keep your hobbies alive for emotional balance, creating such standing points within your routine, within your weekly, monthly routine to look forward to. Yeah. Social life that takes plenty of time to get figured out here.
Mm-hmm.
And perfection isn't the goal. Actually, flexibility and openness matter much more.
Mm.
And by giving yourself time to adjust to the cultures, system, languages, the bureaucracy alone, I mean, this is a topic for its own podcast. if I may say, this was rough. Sometimes the rough moments teach you the most.
That sounds like true to life in general. And of course, it's also true to student life. So now you're in your second semester, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you had to describe your experiences of the first semester in Germany in just one sentence, what would it be then?
Well, that is a good one. I think I would say that, like any other country, Germany hasn't always been easy. Though I didn't get what I expected. In the end, I got what I needed. And it really helped me grow in ways I could have never been capable to imagine, let alone do, mm-hmm. on my own. And I may have not found what I was specifically looking for, though I have found something really worth holding on to.
Oh, that sounds sweet. I'm glad you're that happy still in Germany with your childhood dream, living
yes.
it right now.
Thank you.
For the end, I want to ask you three more quick questions that I ask every international student in this podcast.
All right.
First of all, what is your favorite place in Jena? Maybe your home, maybe the seminar room, I don't know, or the park, a bar, pub, or cafe, whatever. Do you have any favorite location?
Well, that has me thinking of yesterday. It was great sunny weather and I have spent the day outside within the mountains. There is a cycling route going from Jena center all the way to the south and I've spent all day rollerblading. We were lucky not to have seminars that day, so I had the chance to experience the weather to the fullest. And I have to say, this is my favorite place, not in Jena, but in the world.
Oh, wow. That sounds so good. Then, second question.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite library in Jena? You know, there are different library for each subject in all parts of the city. Where is your favorite place to study and to work for university?
Well, as a psychology student, I really prefer the big one, the Tulp.
Ah, yeah, the main building.
Yes, especially because there is a possibility, which we discovered lately with my friends from my, let's say, study group, that you can get a room for yourselves and then spend the time talking and discussing and generally working with the subject rather than just learning.
Mm-hmm.
And it really helps us to digest the information we just got from our studies. So I would advise to try that once.
No, that's good advice. And then lastly, what is your favorite canteen or so-called Mensa cafeteria in Jena?
Huh, my favorite one. That is easy. I love them all, though, especially the Philoweg Mensa, the canteen on the Philosophenweg. It is marvelous. I mean, the view alone is absolutely breathtaking. And on a sunny afternoon, there's nowhere in Jena I'd rather be.
Oh, yeah. It's actually one of the biggest Mensas, I think. And it's located in a nice park.
Yes.
You can sit outdoor. And it's from an architect from the Bauhaus originally. So it's quite interesting, that place. I'm so happy to hear that you are content with your choice to come to Jena and to Germany. Thank you for sharing your experiences and for sharing your great tips for new international students. I think they're very helpful. And as usual, I will link all information we talked about in the show notes, along with your online blog, because you're also writing about your experience as an international student at Jena University. So check that out, definitely. That's it for today. Thank you for being here and being my guest. And to all our listeners, you will hear me the next time. Bye-bye.
Thank you. The pleasure was all mine. Goodbye.